بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف الله الشيخ يظل همي وقت تبريد دورا شيخ العرب العجم مذا شاكي محمد اختصر بنبر الله تسي موسم حج تبريد مكة شريف مدينة شريف and the mountain of مدينة شريف يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم
میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت موتنم ہو عطا ہم کو یہ نعمت موتنم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم اے خدا ہے فقط اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہیں ہم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہیں ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
آپ ہی کے شرف آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دیدے حرم
آمین.
ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم، یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم، ہو عطا ہم کو یہ نعمت مغتنم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are gathered on a very, very special occasion here, and there are quite a few things that we have to consider. We will try and speak on four aspects for which we are gathered here. One is the great and magnificent ibadat of Hajj, briefly on that. Then these very Mubarak days that we are going through, the 10 days of Zulhijjah, the first 10 days, which the Quran Sharif takes qasam upon, very, very blessed and honored days they are. And then on the Qurbani, which is another great shi'ar, a very great signpost of Islam, and a great and magnificent treasure, dawlat, which Allah Ta'ala has granted us, the ummah. And then we have got a nikah also today, which is also a very important ibadat. And in case I forget, as far as ibadat is concerned, nikah is also an ibadat, and we should look at it as from an ibadat point of view, and not just as a social function or gathering. The same way with Qurbani also, the more and more it is becoming an entertainment thing, where alhamdulillah Allah Ta'ala has blessed that Qurbani is becoming alive in the world. But Shaitan is also awake all the time, he's doing his work, our arch enemy. So he's making it more to become like an entertainment. So a little bit light on that. If Allah give us tawfiq, we make amal inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to say the correct things. The first is that this is the ibadat, the great ibadat of Hajj. And mashallah, most of the Hajjis have gone already. And just before I forget also, individually on our own, it is not sunnat, it is not a prescribed thing, but to get our hearts connected with the Hajjis, with Makkah Sharif, Muzdalifah, Mina, Arafat, etc. If a person just reads the Labbaik, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, just read it and you see automatically you are connected with the Haram Sharif. And then you think somebody is doing the first round of his tawaf, somebody is in the second, somebody is in Safa Marwa, somebody is in Sajda, somebody is at Multazam, somebody is at Mizab-e Rahmat, the whole picture just comes in front. And it's a very, very important and necessary thing that we connect ourselves with Haramain Sharifain throughout our lives. Those are our marakis. And particularly at this time of Hajj, our hearts should be connected there. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, but may Allah make it that our hearts be connected with Haramain Sharifain. And with the ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if we just read to ourselves the words of the ziyarat, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah, Roza Mubarak is already immediately in front of us. We are reading it here, but we are seeing Roza Mubarak. And very, very fortunate is that person, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, that in his heart, the thoughts of pious people, the thoughts of Anbiya alayhimus salam, pious places, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, what great places these are. Perhaps we don't see them as so great, but undoubtedly in the eyes of Allah, His Rasul, the Malaika, there are no places in the world that will compare with Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara. These are our places, and our hearts must be attached there all the time. This Hajj is a great, great ibadat which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us. And for us, perhaps there may be still somebody going, inshallah. And today we see the impossible happening. People who didn't give their names in since years, suddenly they got their visa today, tomorrow they are gone already. Things which we could not imagine are happening. So maybe Allah take us all also, what difficulty is it? But at least our hearts be there. And the thing that I wish to point out a little bit there for myself, and this is a muzakra, I just say to remind ourselves, remind myself, all of us, nobody is perfect, nobody is there already, we all have to get there still. So I remind that to ourselves, and that is that we always prepare for Hajj. And when, like now, how many people, they say, I'm going to try for my visa. Then they say, I got my visa, I'm leaving tomorrow. Now when are we going to prepare for the Hajj? If we were preparing all the time, then we would have been prepared. And preparation for Hajj is on various fronts. One and most important, our farz which we are going to fulfill, Allah Ta'ala is calling us, then to make it a spiritual Hajj. Not only a physical Hajj, but spiritual Hajj that we have gone to Allah. Not only to the house of Allah, that we have reached Allah Ta'ala. For that great preparation is necessary all along. And then the historical aspect of Hajj, starting right from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time, and then especially the Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hajj is so much connected with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his family. The Qurbani in Mina of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. All these great, great, the historical aspects of Hajj are also very, very important. Fihi ayatum bayyinat. Allah says there are clear and manifest signs where a person can recognize Allah. And fihi ayatum bayyinat maqamu Ibrahim. The maqami Ibrahim. Maqami Ibrahim is not really that beautiful glass covering that we have got there, but it is that rock of the imprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's feet which are inside. That is what is the great, where we take a sign, how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in those days built the whole Kaaba Sharif. Now we see the Kaaba Sharif, we as humans, 1.6, 1.8 meters we are tall. But the Kaaba, so how did they build all this? What was the sign? And then the Zamzam which is there. How did the Zamzam come about? Then the Safa Marwa, today it's air conditioned. Today it's marble at the bottom. But in those days when it was that mountains, and the stones and rocks, and a great woman like Hazrat Hajira running from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, looking for her child, looking for water, looking for somebody that can help us in this wilderness where there is nobody. A place that you can say, Dil mera ho jaa ek meedane hu. Just an open place where there is nobody and nothing. And for her child, what feeling she has got. And how when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left them there and is going away without saying a word, where there is nobody that who can look at them and is going away. What trust on Allah Ta'ala. So all these lessons, and our iman has to be built. When we're drinking zamzam, our iman has to be built. When we are moving from Safa to Marwa, our iman has to be built. So this great occasion Allah has given us, and millions of people are going through all this year. And fortunate is that person who may be far away from Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, but his heart is there. His body is here, yes. Dast bakar, dil bayar. Our hands are in our work, but our hearts are with our beloved. Somebody had asked Hazrat Mahalana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, like ulama usually say, that in namaz you must have full concentration, you must concentrate. So that person, according to his thinking and his perspective, he said, Hazrat, is it possible that two rakats you can make and you only think of Allah, you don't think of anything else? Is that possible? Today for us also we'll ask that question, is it possible for us that you can make two rakats of namaz and you're only thinking of Allah Ta'ala? What a reply, ilzami jawab Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had given him, that you give me this answer and that answer is your answer. So Maulana asked him, not two rakats namaz, which perhaps takes 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever it might be, but your whole day at your work in your shop. Is it possible that you can think of Allah while you are busy doing your work? Whole time you are just in your business all the time. You are just thinking of your work. You don't think of Allah who gave you your eyes, who gave nothing, you think of Him. So if you the whole day, you can only think of your business, then why is it difficult for you for 2 minutes to think only of Allah Ta'ala? That in namaz you think only of Allah Ta'ala. And this is similar to if somebody had a youngster ask the old people that how did you people manage without cell phones? In those days, no cell phones. You go anywhere, you got no phone. Public phones, they weren't, or they're not working. Find a public phone is a problem. And how you people manage? You people also had life. You also had to, there were accidents. May Allah protect us all. They took place. Emergency calls you had to make. How you people manage without cell phones? So the elderly person asked him that we can't understand how you people can live your lives without tilawat of Quran Sharif. Without namaz in your lives, how can your life carry on without namaz, without tilawat? And all the time you're so absorbed in the cell phone, we can't understand that how you can manage this. So anyway, so this hajj is that great ibadat that we should prepare from different points. Spiritual point of view, historical point of view, masail point of view, that our hajj be correct from every aspect. And then when Allah takes us, may Allah bless us with the essence of hajj, the real hajj, and come back with the true benefit of hajj. It must not be that outwardly we went to Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, but actually perhaps we were in Paris. We were in London, we were in Dubai, we were shopping all the time. We were sightseeing all the time, we were doing all other things, but we were not in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Perhaps today not even on the TV in your room in the hotels, but what you in the Haram, you are perhaps watching soccer scores. Perhaps you are watching the politics of back home, what politics is happening. You are worried about the weather, etc. Today a person might be even doing business while he's in Haram Sharif. He's buying and selling there. Masail is something else. But the essence of hajj is not there in that case. And in any case, one very important point which I said I will mention is that the photo taking, even if it was permissible, it has taken out the ruh, the spirit of our ibadah. Today in everything, first thing, take a photo, video the thing. And this has taken out the whole spirit of, and those ulama who give permission for photos, etc., they also say that this was not our intention, that it goes to this extent and the whole spirit of hajj is taken out, the whole spirit of qurbani is taken out, and it has become everything else besides hajj and besides qurbani. A person is in front of Rawdah Mubarak, in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's taking a selfie. And he's having himself videoed there while he's there. That whole spirit of speaking to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is 100% alive in his qabr. So much so, ulama have said, Allahu Akbar. There are those people of the ummah that they don't make salam. When they come there, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes salam to them. And the ummah, such people, not only salam, there were those people for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took out his hand and made musafa with them also. There were those people in the ummah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared in the dream of the king of the time and said, Mullah Jami is coming, and stop him, don't let him come. For 3 nights, and finally the king took him and put him in jail. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's no criminal, he's an honorable person. Had he come, I should have to take my hand out to give my hand in salam to him. And this should have caused an uproar and upstir in the whole ummah. So then he gave him place with great respect and honor. So what a ummah this is. What a Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam Allah has given us. What an occasion of hajj. These are the days when there are people there. And all this vibrant activity is taking place in Madinatul Munawwara, in Makkatul Mukarramah. May Allah make us all part of that, inshallah. Then the 10 days of Zulhijjah, they are so great that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala takes qasam on these days. وَلَيَالٍ أَشْرَ, this 10 days of the 10 days of Zulhijjah. What great and honorable days. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, there are no days in which Allah loves to be worshipped more than these first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Ulama have written, the greatest days in the year are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And the greatest night in the year, the last 10 nights of Ramadanul Mubarak. Those are what great days we are going through. And then Nabi, that Allah wants, that Allah loves to be worshipped. And this is that occasion. And that worship of Allah, Allahu Akbar, is so easy, so easy. One riwayat, just a little bit off to illustrate this point. One sahabi narrates that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after namaz, he should make 3 times istighfar. And then he should read the dua. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya zal jalali wal ikram. Then a person asked one of the narrators of the hadith that how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make istighfar? After that dua, it appears some very difficult, hard task of making istighfar. He says simple, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So simple, ad-deenu yusran. Deen is easy, very easy, ad-deenu yusran. Very, very easy is our deen. And the returns are so great. Allahu Akbar, may Allah save us. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be people who will literally eat their fingers up to their wrist, up to their elbows, in sorrow that we could have earned so much in the world and we did not earn. Allah has put us here in this world not to earn dunya. To earn our halal ruzi is also an ibadat. Yeah, again, don't look at it negatively. To earn our halal ruzi is a great, great ibadat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed the hand of that person who works so hard to earn his ruzi. So to earn one's ruzi is nothing wrong whatsoever. It is a great, great ibadat. But when we make that the object, and we forget our akhirat, we forget our namazes, how we have to do our business, we don't do it accordingly. We do it in wrong ways, etc. Yes, then it's a problem. But if we are earning our halal ruzi, Allahu Akbar, every morning when we are returning from Fajr, there's one friend who is going on whatever, he's got a shop or whatever. And sometimes we have the occasion of meeting him. He's got his earphones in, but he's listening to a bayan all the time. All the time he's listening to a bayan. And engage and going to earn his rosy the hard way. So what a great ibadat that is. So a person who's earning his rosy in a halal way is no dunya dar. He is very dindar, that person. Whatever we are doing during these days, the ibadat is maqsood. And Allah loves the ibadat of these days. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam illustrated it further with the questioning of one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When they heard that ibadat of these days are loved so much by Allah Ta'ala, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were trained and nurtured and brought up in this way that they understood that there is nothing more greater than jihad fi sabilillah. So immediately asked, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, is jihad also not as great as Allah's ibadat? And yeah, from the few points we will mention, it appears quite clearly that ibadat means what we call ibadat. Zikr of Allah, roza, etc., namaz, etc. Otherwise, everything in deen, you're earning your halal rozi is ibadat. Everything is ibadat. You're making love with your wife in a proper way is ibadat also. Bringing up your children according to deen is also ibadat. But that is the broader meaning. But yeah, the normal meaning which the whole ummah understands what is ibadat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even jihad is so valuable as ibadat. And in other ahadith, what is that ibadat? Reading third kalima. Subhanallah. So easy. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. This is very great in the eyes of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. And it's easy for all of us to read quite a bit. Those of us who perhaps don't have so much time, before namaz, read it 10 times, read it 3 times. And after namaz, read 4 kalima 10 times, 3 times, 5 times, 7 times, and we'd have made quite a bit of this ibadat. Otherwise, it happens the whole 10 days pass and we didn't even read our 3rd kalima. And we didn't even read our 4th kalima. And the days are gone already. And this is that ibadat. In another hadith, that the rozas of these days are one equal to 1 year's rozas. And yeah, what a beautiful point somebody has brought. It is 8 plus 2 years rozas. 10 years. For each roza, one year's roza sawab you get. And the mahir of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam's daughter, was also 8 years. And you add 2 is 10. So yeah, also Allah Ta'ala has given this so beautifully, 8 plus 10. And just see what a great just to keep this rozas during these days. Allah give tawfiq. But also let us not lose sight. Ramadan is Ramadan. And nobody and nothing can compare with the great and auspicious month of Ramadan. And the last 10 nights and days of Ramadan, when people in the world are sitting for itikaf, tilawat is increased so tremendously. Tahajjud is increased. Duas are increased. What a great month of splendid month of Ramadan is. But these days also clearly in the words of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, great and auspicious days. All of us, we have got those days. Let us appreciate it by day, by night. Third kalima, fourth kalima, we try and read. And to bring on our minds the greatness of these days, read the Takbir al-Tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Why are all joining? We are all enjoying it. That's why we all just want to join also. Allah, what a treasure this Takbir al-Tashriq Allah has given us. Read it, and we are in the 10 days of Zulhijjah. And if we don't read, and if we are not in the 10 days of Zulhijjah, bodily we might be there, but our ruh, our heart is not there. But this is such a takbir Allah has given us, that you just read it and you come into the 10 days of Zulhijjah. And this great taste, the takbir of Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. And how the people are going for Hajj. Bin kulli fajjin amiq, from all valleys and from where. Today a jet is flying into the Hajj terminal, and there are hajis that come from Mali, black people, and on their tongue is one. Allahu Akbar. If we also think the whole world through, Azan is one in the whole world. What the deen, and how Allah spread the deen wherever you can go. Go to Scandinavian countries, and on the ice they are making namaz, and Azan is called out. Go to the South Pole, go to Alaska, right far away, you'll hear Azan there also. What a deen Allah has given us. Qurbani is alive everywhere. People are coming from Hajj from where and where in the world. Now that plane from Malawi, Mali came. Now another plane from Malaysia comes. Then a plane from America comes. And everyone, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. What a deen Allah has given us. So these are those wonderful occasions, the 10 days, with ease and comfort in our place. Third kalima, fourth kalima, getting prepared with the qurbani. That is another very great ibadat. And that also, alhamdulillah, is coming alive so much. Before we did not have so much qurbani. Many will know the age changes. Somewhere it was more, it has become less. Somewhere it's less, it has become more. But it appears, general observation, that qurbani is becoming very much alive in the whole world today compared to before. When a few years ago when we were small, etc., then perhaps one home in the town, one house there, they should make 5-6 animals qurbani. Otherwise, there wasn't really this qurbani. But today, alhamdulillah, almost every home, every child, everyone is involved in the qurbani. But at the same time also, which I wanted to point out, let us not make this qurbani a social event. And entertainment, it was already from before when there were cameras, they should take photos of the qurbani taking place. Now it's on in everyone's hand, the cell phone. And not only photos, they are videoing everything. And the whole spirit of qurbani is lost. And we are mixing it with guna now. Even if you just take the animal's photo, it's an animate object. We're not permitted to take even the animal's picture. The slaughtering, the person who's slaughtering, and those places. Oh, before coming to that, one good friend of ours, a Maulana, who is from Reunion, is here. When we were there, he took us to a farm near to the house, Muslim man's farm, and where they rear the animals, oxen, for the following year already. So now when he's here now, yesterday we met him, and he told that next year's animals are bought already. And only that farm is only for qurbani animals. And what big, big animals. And the price of those animals, he said, from 10,000 to 15,000 euros. One animal, one ox. That's 100,000 to 150,000 to 200,000 rand for that one animal. But they do it with great, great enthusiasm. And another very spectacular thing, for that they don't need a big farm for to make that animal. In their backyards they slaughter that whole big, which is more than 1,000 kilos, that one animal. And we saw those animals with our eyes. What huge animals! And they are given the best feed. And only for Qurbani they are being bred. And how everyone is eager and takes part in it. So the spirit of Qurbani in the whole world is very much alive. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala let us also become part and parcel of this Qurbani. When the Qurbani comes, it's not a matter of writing out a check or doing an just electronically transfer and your Qurbani is done somewhere. No, let us all get personally involved also. And like everything, you have your motor car, your Mercedes Benz, your BMW, everything. If your wheel takes 4 nuts, it needs 4 nuts. You can't drive with 3 nuts. You have to have your full 4 nuts. If it takes 5, you need 5. Everything, you need 5 liters of oil. You can't have 4 liters of oil in there. It must be 5 liters. So every part of our deen, when that whole car, everything is in order, that car moves, how beautifully. So our deen also, every part of our deen has to be there. The Qurbani time comes, the Qurbani must be there. And that we physically take part in the Qurbani, then we will get the spirit of this Qurbani. One friend of ours, Alim, mashallah, elderly, my age, he returned from Jamaat 40 days and they spent time in such a place where for 30 days they didn't see a masjid. No masjid, just living in shacks. Living in Bangladeshi people's shops in the garage, in the back there, and cold with the wind coming in, and no facility of a masjid, no proper toilet. He said, this cuts you down to size. The humility comes into a person. When a person does this mujahada, then this deen comes in its reality to a person. Unfortunately, I can't speak on behalf of others, but on my behalf, on myself, we want comfort all the time. We want it in ease and comfort. If deen was to come in this comfortable way, Allah shouldn't let His most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go through all what mujahada Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went through. So this mujahada makes a person. One other jamaat, also a paddle jamaat, walking in the northern Transvaal, they were, and Allah's doing, whichever little village, for 15 days they didn't see a masjid. And whichever village they came on, that day no water in the village. And they had to make a whole jamaat to make wudu from one small bucket of water. Then we realize it is possible. Otherwise, one person needs more than that one bucket also, the amount that we waste. And it happened that every day, which village they go to, no water in the village today. And they had to spend their time with all this mujahada. Deen comes alive. If you want to your jet to fly, you need jet fuel. You can't go and put paraffin in there. You can't put diesel in there. It's not going to fly. For deen to fly, mujahada is required. Not all the comfort in our luxuries and we are watching TV and deen comes alive. That doesn't work like that. For deen to come into a person, deen to come into the world, this mujahada, may Allah with afiyat grant us also. And we always put the condition of afiyat also. We are very, very weak. But this is how deen really comes alive. The fuel of deen to come alive is mujahada. That is what makes deen come alive. So anyway, so these 10 days are very, very valuable. These rozas are valuable. The ibadat is so easy. Third kalima, fourth kalima, whatever else, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah. Then comes the qurbani. Qurbani is another very great ibadat which Allah has given us. And we should try and make the qurbani with this in thought, with this in our mind, that I'm slaughtering my own son. That I'm slaughtering my own son. That was Ibrahim alayhi salam was actually doing it. Allah, out of His mercy, Allah replaced him with a ram from Jannah. And that whole instance is quite long. But the whole thing is, Allah give us that spirit. Who of us can do that qurbani of slaughtering your own son with your own hand? And then another, if we cannot reach that we are slaughtering ourselves. That we are slaughtering ourselves for Allah's sake. A person, he spent Rajab, the month of Rajab, with namaz, he made communication and connection with Allah Ta'ala. In the month of Sha'ban, he made tawbah and istighfar, he came spiritually clean. In Ramadan, he was flying, soaring to Allah Ta'ala. And the last 10 nights, he went and lived in the masjid. He sat for itikaf. He's right now with Allah Ta'ala, staying there in every masjid in the world. Then comes the days of Hajj immediately after that. And that was the time when Allah is now calling to his special house now. Now come, you stayed in my house there in your town. Now you come to my house here. And then when you have done everything, the last aspect of Hajj is that finally now you made the qurbani. You went to Mina, you went to Arafat, you spent Muzdalifah in the open with no house. You are a person that you live in what luxury and comfort. But yeah, you just stayed in the open. Now you are fit that you are mine now. Now sacrifice yourself for me. Now when you go there and when you felt that shaitan also now. And he's also out of your way. Now it's me and my Allah. Now I'm giving myself to Allah Ta'ala. In fact, one person who came for Hajj, people were asking him, where you? You say you want to go for Hajj. He joined them. When they came to fasten Ihram at the Miqat, he didn't have anything with him. So they made some arrangement. He put on his Ihram. When all were giving the Qurbani, he said, Ya Allah, I've got no Qurbani to give. I give myself, and there he passed away. And may Allah make it, and if not that, at least our nafs we make qurbani. Our haram desires, forever we slaughter them, that from now onwards, I'm not going to follow my haram desires anymore. And Allah Ta'ala is that gracious and kind. What a merciful and kind Allah, that Allah did not only leave the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar open, Allah commanded us, Istaghfiru Rabbakum Summa Tubu Ilay. Make command of Allah, make Tawbah, make Istighfar. And after making Tawbah and Istighfar, Allah Ta'ala says, I won't only forgive you, but what forgiving you, I'll bless you with namats and namats. Nobody in this world after forgiving, then showers the person with blessings. But Allah Ta'ala is that being that you did wrong. And He commands you to ask forgiveness. And He forgives you. And then He showers His favors upon you. Where, what a, who our Allah is. How kind and merciful is that our Allah. And this comes to the height and the fall when a person goes for Hajj. So Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality of this Hajj and this Qurbani. And Allah has been so kind. This Qurbani, the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, had our deen being a dead deen. That it's got no life in it. Then perhaps there would be a monument in Mina where Ibrahim alayhi salam statue would have been made and the ram is there and he's slaughtering his son or he's slaughtering the ram. And we all should just have gone and paid homage and we saw there. Like you go to a museum, you see this happened there. But Allah made every person a living museum. Hey, what life you will slaughter. And Allah included the rich and the poor, the pious and the impious, everyone Allah included in Qurbani. The rich will slaughter and they will give to the poor will also take part. The rich will be doing all the work, the poor will come and help them also. So Allah joined the whole ummah. Allah Ta'ala made it that actually the rich go with that Qurbani to the door of the poor. And then go and give them there to eat and share the Qurbani like that. And in fact, Qurbani is even permissible to give to non-Muslims. Allah made it such that you include them also in this great historic occasion. And wherever you are, that everyone becomes part of this Qurbani. And how, if somebody is coming for the stomachs, somebody is coming for the skins, somebody is coming for the head, and everyone gets involved in this Qurbani. And what an occasion Allah Ta'ala has given us. May the spirit and reality of Qurbani become alive in the whole ummah. And the main thing is not to lose sight of actually sacrifice. Perhaps we are doing everything. Then the price starts going now. And then perhaps all the dawahs start coming. Somebody wants the khaliji very quickly. And somebody wants the kawabs very quickly. And everything we want. And the main object we forget. And especially when the videoing and the photographing, the object of Qurbani is lost completely. That must not be the case. And now with the nikah also, nikah is also a great ibadat and we should look at it as an ibadat, not just as a social function. A boy has come of age, girl has come of age, they must get married, they must live together. No, look at it as an ibadat. If we look at Qurbani and if we look at wedding, nikah, as an ibadat, it will be completely different. MashaAllah, as this nikah year is, that MashaAllah is done in the masjid, there will be a walima, and everything is over. That is how a nikah should be. And how many nikahs, how simple they were made, the whole nikah, and what barakat in those nikahs. Inna a'azam al-nikahi baraka aysaruhu ma'una. The least effort, money that is spent on a nikah, the greatest barakat in that nikah. And we see in the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's own nikah, so simple. His daughter's nikah, so simple. Everything was done simple. And what barakat in those nikahs. And today our nikahs, we know how we are going way out with our nikahs. How many haram things. In Qurbani also, it's a great ibadat. But we have now, we have messed up the whole Qurbani with so many haram things. Where generally the ulama also should encourage women that you do your own Qurbani, which is good. But the limits of Shariat have been trampled completely. And now they are doing it like in public. And they are dressing up and coming, where they will have to come in some contact with men also. If still it can be done properly, within the proper limits of Shariat, by all means. But otherwise, in order to do a mustahab, don't break the big laws of Allah Ta'ala. That is totally wrong. Today, a bull is being slaughtered, and it's a whole big public entertainment thing. And the person who is going to slaughter, he acts like he's a very brave person. He's going to slaughter a bull which is fastened, a bull which can't do anything, and he's going to slaughter it. And women are viewing, and all are now, the entertainment is also, they're having some drinks also, and they are having some casual talk and seeing Qurbani. What is this Qurbani now? Hey, we haven't made Qurbani of our desires. Hey, and we feel we are making Qurbani. This may be somebody else's Qurbani, but not the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And not the Qurbani of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wherever this today, it's a common thing that with the cell phone now, everyone is just taking photos, videoing everything. And the whole spirit of the Qurbani is being lost. And how much haram is being done to do one mustahab that a woman must also slaughter. Hey, and for that, so many harams, how can this ever be possible? It cannot be possible. One friend of ours gave a very nice example. One person had a haram relationship with a woman. A child was also born. So the friends told him that, why didn't you use some prevention that the child shouldn't be born? He said, I heard in a bayan it's makruh. He's worried about that makruh, and the big haram is involved that he's not worried about. So today we also, with the Qurbani, the small little things we are worried about, mustahab. Woman must also say, good, woman must slaughter. But not with so many harams taking place. That is totally out of the question. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate this great ibadat of Hajj. Let us always get prepared. And if we don't, and whenever somebody comes and meet us to go for Hajj, let it not be just a news item. If we have prepared, though we are not giving, we will be able to give him some advice. That in Makkah Sharif, what you should do. In Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, what you should do. We will be able to And like that, we will be also joined. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that when people write to me, when Hazrat was in Madinatul Munawwara, and they don't write, I must give salams to Nabi Ali Salatu Wa Salam, I should become very upset. As though you got no connection with your Nabi. You know I'm here, and I five times a day I go to Rauza Mubarak, and to convey your salam, what is it? How is it that somebody is going to the town of your where your mother lives, and you don't even send a little present, you don't even send a salam for your mother? That he's going to visit your mother, but you don't tell him, give salams to my mother. What connection have you got with your mother? With our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we don't think of even giving salams. We don't even, just it's a news item. You're going for Hajj, very good, mashallah, you're going for Hajj. And nothing more than that. May the reality come into us. So, let us be prepared with our Hajj also. That whenever anyone is going, we can also give some point of advice. And we can get prepared, prepare them. And in our heart is Makkah and Medina. And in this time here, during these days, let our hearts be in the 10 days of Zulhijjah. Very, very great. And we are in this world to acquire the Akhirat. And these are those occasions that where the person very easily can acquire so much from Allah Ta'ala. So let us not waste this moment. In fact, our whole life, as the Buzurgani Deen have taught us, not one moment in their life did they waste. whether it was Ramadan, out of Ramadan. For when we will be in Jannah, a person will be sorrowful in Jannah also over those moments in which he did not make the zikr of Allah. Just to say Subhanallah, and what the reward is, and you wasted that time. Or we were engaged in haram talk, we were lying, backbiting, whatever else we were involved in, and what we have lost out. So Allah has given us this opportunity. May Allah give lot of barakat in this nikah also, and let all of us really come on to making our nikahs correctly. Today, mashallah, many people have come to be part. They have been invited for the nikah, but let us take a lesson to make our nikahs also correctly. Or not ours, but our children's. Otherwise everyone will decide that now I did it wrong, I'm going to do it right now. No, our children, whatever, we do it correctly. And if we did it wrong also, just make tawbah, Allah is there to forgive. Many of us did many wrong things when we got married. So now make tawbah, Allah has left the door open and correct it. And let us get the true barakat and bring the true deen alive. And when people will see this true deen, that is the greatest da'wah of deen. Not what we speak, not what we write. Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi used to say, people have heard enough of deen. They have heard enough, they have read enough, they want to see deen. If deen can become alive in the true sense, and there is no better way of life in the world than the way of Nabi Akram, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us with that, and may Allah Ta'ala make us the means to bring the true deen of Islam alive in every aspect. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.